Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I am Dante Marcatelli. Got a fun show coming your way. We're going to talk to Mark Moses in the next segment. So we're going to talk for just a couple of minutes here, duck in a quick break, and then bring in Mark Moses. We're going to have him over here from the Space Coast, Sports Radio 1560, The Fan. He hosts a show over there. You see him on Spectrum TV. Does a lot here in Central Florida. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about this AFC Championship game between my Patriots and Aaron Berlin's Chiefs. It's a big one. 6:45. What is that? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets?
No, that is the Yes Chant by Daniel Bryan saying, yes, the AFC Championship game.
That is yes. You guys chant yes at Arrowhead? Is that the murderer's row we're walking
Absolutely. And yes. The tomahawk chop.
That is so intimidating. Actually, they say it probably is the hardest place to win a game for a road team, Arrowhead. So we're going to have some fun with that. We'll talk with Mark in the next segment, break that down for you. Also talk about this Magic team. They played last night in Detroit. This was a tough one. This is a game that I thought they had won. I thought they were going to pull it out. Quite frankly, it's a game they should have won. It's a game they had to win. These are the kind of games that if you want to be a playoff team, you're a half a game up on the Detroit Pistons, and you have a chance to get a little separation. You have a chance to go up 2-1 in a 4-game series in what could be a huge tie-breaking scenario last night in Detroit. And you lose a lead of 11 points. You get down by 11. Then you come back and tie the game, force overtime, and then fall apart in the overtime session, which you've done. It's a little concerning, these overtimes. The last three, you've been in three overtimes. You're now 0-3, and the offense just seems to break down in each one of them. So, but offense wasn't the problem last night. It was your defense. You allow 120 points to a Detroit Pistons club. You're not going to come away with the win. So a tough one. I thought it was one they had to get, should have got, but they'll be back at it, a chance to bounce back tomorrow night. They'll have the Brooklyn Nets here in town, and that's another game that you have to you're hoping you can win that one. If you want to make up ground here in the Eastern Conference, you're now a game and a half out of that eighth and final spot in the East. These are the teams that you have to beat, and you got the Brooklyn Nets, the first of three meetings with them. So all three of these games become critical. They're one of the hottest teams in the league. They just put up, 148 points last night, Aaron Berlin, in beating the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets attempted 68 or 73s. They actually attempted 73s. So
not sure they took enough threes. Yeah.
Apparently they were one or two short. But they come in, they play incredibly hard. They're going to be running all over your arena, and you have to find a way to win this game. And then, oh, by the way, no matter what the outcome, awaiting you is the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, one of the best teams in the entire NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, on a back-to-back here in your building. So you had a critical weekend last week. You were able to sweep it. You have a critical weekend this week. And then you take off for a couple of big games on the road against Atlanta and the New York Knicks. So a chance, again, Aaron, you kind of, I think, control your own destiny.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you were hitting on the point about the schedule so much. How about this? Not only do you play Brooklyn, a team that you're competing with in the playoff standings, Milwaukee, who's going to be up there, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Washington. Those are the games that follow. You have to beat the teams in your own weight class if you're going to make the playoffs.
No, you have to. Yeah, you have to beat the teams beneath you, because you got to beat the teams that you have a better record than, and you have to beat the few teams that you're chasing if you want to have a realistic run at the postseason. This team made all the big shots down the stretch against Boston and Houston, couldn't make enough of them. You put together a feverish rally there in the fourth quarter. You outscore the Pistons in the fourth, 25-19, but unfortunately, just the offense went stone cold there in the overtime session, and you were unable to pull it out. So 30 points for Blake Griffin. He was phenomenal. 22 rebounds for Andre Drummond. 11 offensive rebounds. That hurt you. That broke your back. Second chance points for the Pistons, and also Ish Smith getting into the paint at will. So that was a tough one. Hey, Magic fans, want to see the Warriors when they come to town? Well, Hilton has given you the opportunity to win the ultimate Orlando staycation. By going to OrlandoMagic.com/Hilton, you can enter to win a chance to see the Orlando Magic take on the Golden State Warriors at the Amway Center on February 28th and win a two-night stay at Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. All you have to do to win the ultimate Orlando staycation is visit OrlandoMagic.com/Hilton. That's how you enter, and that's how you can get full terms and conditions. When we come back, We're talking to my buddy Mark Moses. He's going to join us. We're going to run down the AFC Championship game between my New England Patriots and Aaron Berlin's Kansas City Chiefs, talking Magic as well. We'll be back in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer. Send your favorite Magic players to the 2019 NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte by voting today. Vote at nba.com/vote or through the NBA app. Vote for your favorite players every day now through January 21st to send them to the 2019 NBA All-Star Game. So that gives you, what, 4 days. You got till Monday. And by favorite Magic players, I mean Nick Vucevic. Send that man to the All-Star Game, for crying out loud. That is our mission here in Central Florida. All right, let's get back to the program. And this time, we're going to have a little fun here in this segment. I am looking forward to this. Oh, how the tables have turned. We're flipping the script a little bit. I've been a guest on his radio show a number of times. I always enjoy our conversations. We're now going to bring in Mark Moses from Sports Radio 1560 The Fan over on the Space Coast. You can hear him every Monday through Friday if you're in that area from 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to talk a little football. We got Mark, just so you know, first of all, thanks for coming on. This has been long overdue, the fact that we can catch up here on the program. But as you know, I'm a big Pats fan, and our producer, Aaron Berlin, is a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I'm just going to throw that at you first. So that's what you're dealing with, what you're walking into here right now.
Dante, thank you for having me on and that unbelievable intro. I appreciate that, first off. I really do.
Did I get it just how you wrote it? Was that accurate?
You forgot good looking and charismatic, but I will allow it.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I imagine on Monday, one of you is going to hate the other guy. Isn't this correct? Like, whoever, because someone's going to lose this game, right? When we look after Sunday night.
Well, Mark, this is what you're forgetting. For about the last 5 years, I've had to put up with Dante either being in the Super Bowl or in the AFC Championship game. So I'm just enjoying this right now.
Let's not sell it short. You've had to put up with me winning Super Bowls.
And World Series. Yes.
So you're right, Mark. There is some animosity here.
Well, I'm about 36. I'm going to be 37 years old. I remember being like a freshman in college when the Rams took on the Patriots in that Super Bowl in New Orleans, and it was two straight weeks of 14-point spread in favor of the Rams, and the Patriots have no chance. I never thought the Patriots would win that game and then dominate my adult life. I never thought that was going to happen. I don't remember them being bad. So, Dante, it must be great being you every day.
Well, it's fun. It's been fun. It's hard. We've lost three of them, and those have been hard. But where are you leaning? Everything's being made up about this Patrick Mahomes, who is a sensational up-and-comer. And the youngsters today talk about passing the torch. 42-year-old Brady, 40-year-old Drew Brees passing the torch off to Goff and Mahomes. Is that going to be the case, or do you think the Saints and Patriots will be alive and well in a couple days?
All right, here's the thing. I've been saying this all week. This is the biggest game in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they've been to multiple Super Bowls and won in their franchise history. This is the biggest game. All the pressure is on them. The whole country is going to be watching this game. Look, they could have put the Rams and the Saints game at 6:40 Eastern on Sunday night, but they said, no, we know what people want to see. They want to see the Patriots in prime time, and they want to see the opportunity of maybe someone knocking them off. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP this year. I'm sorry. I don't care what anyone else did. This guy had, 50 touchdown passes, 5,000 yards. He got over the hump beating Indianapolis. Now he's hosting the Big Bad Wolf in the New England Patriots. All the pressure is on them. This is what I've been thinking about also. This is like a Dan Marino type thing, where Marino went to the Super Bowl year two of him playing and won the MVP in 1984. They lose the Super Bowl, and then they go, well, we got Dan Marino. We'll go back to 4 or 5 of these things. No. All the chips are in right now. You don't know what the future is going to hold. If you're Kansas City, you cannot turn the ball over. You've got to score touchdowns and not settle for 3. And the number one key to beating the New England Patriots, I'm sorry, Dante, you got to put Tom Brady on his back.
Yes.
You got to get pressure, and you got to knock him down if you're going to win this game.
You're exactly right. He struggles with pressure. Okay, having heard that analysis, Aaron Berlin.
I'm kind of nervous
now. Are you
now
more confident?
I'm actually sweating.
Are you confident, or are you? I can see you trembling a little bit through the glass.
I actually have sweaty palms right now, because if you guys know anything about the history of the Kansas City Chiefs,
I try not to.
Well, it's actually perhaps like the most disappointing playoff history in the entire National Football League. We've lost games where touchdowns have not been scored by the opposing team, where the other team has not punted and we haven't punted. And then, of course, you know, you add on top of this is the very first AFC Championship game that Arrowhead has ever hosted.
Yeah, true, ooh, right?
But
right.
If you do believe in omens, there's going to be an ember moon that will be over Arrowhead after the AFC Championship game, which is a blood red moon. Just saying.
So, Mark, is this what we have to do now as Chiefs fans? Do we have to rely on the Ember Moon to now take down Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
No, you have to gather the spirits of Derek Thomas and Dave Craig and any other old Kansas City Chiefs player.
Joe Montana.
Lynn Dawson.
You got to remember that old commercial from the 90s where the guy paints the end zone and he says, yeah, that's great, but who are the chefs? Remember that one?
Right.
You got it like... Yeah, you got to bring all that stuff, and you got to stop thinking about the past of all the failures. Even last year, where you lose to Marcus Mariota in the playoff game, this is it. All right, if you're a Chiefs fan, like your producer Dante, you got to be all in, right? And I don't care if your wife or girlfriend's like, "Well, we have to go visit our in-laws or go to the farmer's market." No, we'll go next weekend. This is it. To beat New England, this will be the greatest win in the history of the Chiefs, and. I love where Tom Brady says, nobody believes in us. No, Tommy boy, people hate you.
Come on now. People hate him because they're jealous. They're jealous that the Patriots win, just like we hated Troy Aikman, just like we hated Joe Montana, Steve Young. We hate the greats. We hate the greats. I get it. But listen, I this is why I think they're going to lose. I read an article in the Kansas City Star and then a follow-up as well on ESPN. Pat Mahomes, all right, the father of Patrick Mahomes, who played 11 years in the major leagues. He was a pitcher. Two of those seasons was in Boston. Two forgettable years. If you're a Red Sox fan, you would forget that. He played 21 games and had an ERA of 7, which Mark could do right now. But he said...
Really? Yeah, Not really?
Not really. But listen, Mahomes was on the Mets in 2000 and had his 5-year-old kid, Patrick Mahomes, now quarterback of the Chiefs, on the field, fielding grounders in a World Series before a World Series game. For that reason, he said his son has the clutch gene. Is that where we're at? So because
put
his
10 grand. Put 10 grand on the Chiefs because of that story. Thank you.
I wish I had 10 grand to throw around.
That's what we've come to now. We're trying to pump him up even more. He was destined for this because he was fielding grounders as a 5-year-old prior to the World Series. Is that what I'm to believe?
What's going to happen on Sunday? So are you in the house, Dante, and then it's just all Tom Brady jersey, the Zubat pants as well, Zubat. And then you tell your wife and kids, like, look, game's on. We all have to pray now. Like, what happens
listen,
exactly?
Listen, you don't come in my house if you don't wear the Zubaz pants. You don't come in my house. We got all the Patriot, the starter jackets. We got everything going on. We don't leave. We actually fly out on Sunday. Can you believe that? It's awesome. It's my wife's birthday, so I'm husband of the year flying out on her birthday, which is great. Yeah, so I'm not. So I have to miss that, unfortunately. Then we get to Atlanta about 3, get to the hotel around 4, so I'll be able to get myself somewhere about 6:45 for that game. But yes, I will be completely decked out in Patriots gear somewhere in the middle of Atlanta.
I like it. That's a good story. So you will be texting her, "I love you, baby. Happy birthday, Pats by 7."
Yeah,
like, is that what it is?
We'll be texting. We'll get all the pleasantries out of the way about the birthday, and then we'll be talking about, and then we'll be getting ready for the Patriots game. No, but I do. That's the unfortunate part of what we do, being out of town, and you do miss quite a bit of things. But it's going to be a big game, and I think you struck on something, because every time the Patriots have gone to the Super Bowl, and they've done it 8 times, I've looked at my dad, and we've said, this could be it. We have really tried to enjoy every run, every big game. We'll do the same thing this weekend and say, hey, we may never get to an AFC championship before again. The foregone conclusion is that Mahomes is going to do this a number of times. We don't know that, Mark. We don't know that. This could be the only time he ever gets to it. You hope not, but it could be the only time he ever gets here.
See, it really shows the regular season does matter in the NFL, because getting home field advantage and the number one seed is gigantic. Like, we talk about that in college football all the time because you want to get a top four seed. But NFL is very key. Look, I'm a Bears guy. I'm still angry we screwed up a couple games down the stretch and didn't get the 1 or 2 seed. And then, as you know, our heart got ripped out by Cody Parkey. So it's one of the things, I should have had the bye week. Kansas City had the best record. And remember, what did they have, 11, 12 wins? That's it to get the 1 seed. And a couple of different options might have happened with the Patriots, and they could have had home field in this game. Kansas City's up 3 in the point spread right now because they're at home. That's got to be the difference. And you're right. They might win 7 games next year. Your Patriots are a bunch of vampires that won't go away. They'll be back next year. Kansas City, we don't know.
Speaking with Mark Moses from Sports Radio 1560, The Fan on the Space Coast, does anybody call your show that is a Patriots fan? Do you ever hear from Pats fans?
Yes, I do.
Good. Keep calling.
Here's what's funny. You think, because we're on this side of Florida off 95, you think it's all the New Yorkers that come down. But no, we have a gigantic retiree base of people from New England as well. So I've hosted, you know, Super Bowl parties like in Sebastian and Melbourne, and gigantic Patriot fan bases show up, and they love Tom Brady, and Gronk is their grandson or something. Like, it's nonstop the Patriots. So I know all about this team. And you know, look, if you're a Dolphins guy, you root for 2 teams. You root for the Finns, you root for whoever's playing the Patriots, all right?
So, yeah, no, that's true.
So you're not alone. You're not a unicorn. I'm sorry.
And you know what? Last thing I'll say about this, and then we'll move on to the Magic, and we'll thank you for your time here. But the miracle in Miami is the reason we're in Kansas City this weekend. If that doesn't happen, all those throws back and forth and getting into the end zone as time runs out off the kickoff in Miami, that game would be hosted in New England this weekend, because New England did beat Kansas City earlier in the year. So you're right. These are huge games. Every single game is of paramount importance during the regular season. Okay, Mark, the Magic lose a tough one last night in Motown. We're now past the midway point of the season. 38 games remain for this Magic club. You're a game and a half out of the 8th and final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. 18 of your remaining games are against teams 6 through 15 in the Eastern Conference. 18. You control your own destiny. Does this team get in your opinion?
Yes. And here's the thing. Last night, what I did was I turned off my phone. I watched the whole game, including overtime. Didn't look at my phone, didn't talk to anyone, didn't look at social media. I watched every possession of that game last night. You can see improvement in this team. These guys are learning together, and you have to give credit to Steve Clifford. They finally got a coach in there that understands what it takes to get these guys to the next level. Their top 4 players right now are Aaron Gordon, Vooch, Fournier, and Terrence Ross, who, by the way, is taller than Dante. I learned this last night when he did the stand-up with him.
Yes, he is.
Good job.
Yes, he is.
Here's the thing. Those are the 4 best players, right? And then you have DJ Augustine. So those are your 5 crunch time guys. Those 4 top players are Rob Hennigan guys. Last regime brought them in. They're finally breaking through, and you can see it in their faces where they're learning to play together and things are starting to click. And Dante said this on my show the other day. They're making that extra pass. They are. You're seeing it in transition. There was a play in the 4th quarter where we stole the ball, and it was funny where maybe it was like Jonathan Isaac could have gone up with the shot at the last second.
Yes,
on
right.
A 3-on-1 break.
Yes.
And he gave it to Vooch for a left-handed lay-in. I really like this team. They're becoming more enjoyable to watch. And these guys, even the bench, they're cheering on. My only concern was 30 seconds go in the fourth quarter, they're up two. All right? We steal the ball, the Magic do, and Aaron Gordon has it. Aaron Gordon feels like, okay, I can go to the rim. He goes, no. Augustine says, no, don't do that. So they're up to 30 seconds ago. The shot clock's going. And what they do is everyone's standing around. That is the possession they got to learn to break through in. Who wants the ball? Who wants to score? DJ, which I liked, was he said, you know what? I'm going to take the shot. He missed it, and then they go to overtime. Once they learn to score on those possessions, this is a playoff team. My only concern moving forward is when they got to overtime last night, Aaron Gordon did not attempt a jump shot or layup or anything. He had one possession, ISO on Blake Griffin, and he had the ball stolen away. This guy's making $20 million a year. Vooch needs to go to the All-Star game. Aaron Gordon has to be the second punch for this team. If they're getting back in these type of grinder games, I got to see double zero score more, especially in crunch time.
Well, and that's part of the unselfishness of him, because Evan's been a guy, he's the most clutch player. He has more clutch points in the last 5 minutes of a game than anyone on the team. Nick Vucevic has gotten better, and Aaron is certainly trying to find a way to break into that mix. But you're right, you had opportunities. Offense didn't let you down last night. It did in overtime. In overtime this year, three overtime sessions, you're 4-for-29 in overtime. You've made four field goals in three overtimes. That's hurt you, certainly the extra session, but defense is what let you down last night. Okay, we're going to go around the horn here. As we say goodbye to Mark Moses, I want final scores. I don't care anything about the Rams and Saints. Whoever's there is there. I love Belichick's line. Do you like playing in severe cold? He said, I like playing in AFC championship games. You schedule it, we'll be there. That's what we're about in New England. I say New England emerges victorious 35-28.
35-28. I'm going Kansas City 30-27. The elements are going to have an issue.
Okay. Mark Moses.
I'm going Chiefs 24, Patriots 21. And I also think the Rams are going to beat the Saints in the early game.
Okay, very good. So you're going Chiefs-Rams, the passing of the torch from the 40-somethings to the young 20-something quarterbacks. Mark, this was a pleasure. I look forward to doing it again. And, of course, you can follow Mark Moses on Sports Radio 1560, The Fan on the Space Coast. Great job, and good luck. Have a great weekend, and we'll do it again soon, Mark.
Thank you guys so much for having me on the show, and have a nice weekend.
All right, go Pats. You heard it from Mark Moses. Pats are going to win. 42-17, I think is what he's... No, I was wrong about that. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Going to be a great weekend of football. Great weekend for the Magic. Friday, they host the Brooklyn Nets. Man, these guys are humming along. One of the hottest teams in the NBA. And then you have the Milwaukee Bucks, the best team in the Eastern Conference on Saturday. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Oh, boy, yeah.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.